الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، محترم بزرگ اور بھائیو، دین کی محنت کی اہمیت اور اس کی فضیلت اور اس کی ضرورت، اللہ کرے کہ اللہ پاک ہم سب کو نصیب فرمائے، اس کی فہم نصیب فرمائے، اس کی ہمت اور شوق نصیب فرمائے.
After the Muslim Qutbah, inshallah, Hazrat Mufti Sahib said that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, you know, and the ability, give us a realization of the importance and how much, you know, reward is connected with the effort of deen. May Allah give us the realization of that. And Allah open on us the importance of the effort of deen, how important it is. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the zeal and desire of doing that effort. And Allah gave us the courage and the ability to do that effort. Because when we will understand the importance of the effort of deen, then we will work towards that.
اور دین کی محنت جتنی کی جائے گی اللہ پاک دین اتنا دے گا.
And as much effort of deen we will make, the more the effort of deen will be done, that much deen will come to us.
اللہ تعالیٰ شان و نے دین کی محنت کو دین کو دین کی محنت کے ساتھ میں جوڑ دیا.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has connected deen with the effort of deen.
جتنی زیادہ امت مسلمہ دین کی محنت کرے گی اللہ پاک دین کو اتنا زندہ فرمائے گا.
The more the Ummah al-Muslimah will do the effort of deen, to that extent the deen will come into existence.
اور دین کے تقاضوں کو اتنا پورا کرے گا.
And that many demands of deen and the effort of deen will be fulfilled.
کیونکہ دین کے بہت سے تقاضے ہوتے ہیں.
Because there are many demands of deen.
ان تقاضوں کو پورا کرنے والے بھی بہت چاہیے ہوتے ہیں.
So accordingly we need that much manpower to fulfill those demands of deen.
اس کے طریقے بھی بہت الگ الگ ہوتے ہیں.
And there are many dimensions and ways of that effort of deen.
سب ہی کو پورا کرنا ہوتا ہے.
And all of them needs to be fulfilled.
لیکن سب سے پہلے سب میں دین کی محنت کرنے کا جذبہ ہونا ضروری ہوتا ہے.
So but for that the very important thing is that there should be a desire, a jazba for making the effort of deen. That's the very first thing that is required.
اور کچھ اللہ پاک نے ایسا لازم ملزوم کا تعلق رکھا ہے بہت سے اعمال میں کہ یہ جذبہ بھی دین کی محنت سے ہی آتا ہے.
And in some Allah has designed it such that these are kind of tit for tat or like action to reaction, because this jazba, you know, that the desire to do the effort of deen also comes with effort.
کیونکہ جذبہ جو ہے خطرے ایمان آدمی کے اندر پیدا ہوتا ہے.
Because the desire to do the effort of deen, that jazba, that inner like sentiment, that also comes according to the level of iman.
Aur jitna iman hoga utna yaqeen, iman par mehnat hogi utna yaqeen hoga, jitna yaqeen hoga utna mizaj banega, us mizaj ke itebar se jazbe banenge, us jazbe ke itebar se soch aur fikr aayegi, usi fikr aur soch ke natije mein irade aayenge, unhi iraden ke natije mein mehnat hogi. Ye chain hai.
So the whole chain is that like as much we'll do have the iman, you know, then we will do the effort of iman, and then through that accordingly that we will get that jazba, the sentiment of doing the effort of deen, and so on and so forth. You know, I couldn't get the whole chain.
Yaqeen ke saath jazbaat hain. Hazrat Yusuf sahab rahmatullah alayh ka mafhoom hai ki jaise yaqeen hoga waise jazbe honge.
With the yaqeen, the yaqeen is directly connected with the jazbaat, with the sentiments, you know. So as strong as the yaqeen, the same will be our desire and sentiments to do the effort of deen.
Jazbon ke itebar se hi soch hoti hai.
And based on our sentiments will be our thinking, you know, our thoughts.
Kyunki sari planning pehle hoti hai, irada uske baad hota hai.
Because the planning is first, thinking is first, then comes the intention.
Aur irade ke saath mein phir koshish hoti hai.
And with intention comes, you know, is the result of intention is the effort.
असली इरादे के साथ कोशिश शुरू हो जाती है.
And as soon as we make intentions, the effort starts with right away with
that. बल्कि उलमा ने ये लिखा है कि इरादा शुरू ही होता है कोशिश के शुरू होने से.
But ulama has said that irada starts with the start of effort, the intention.
अहकाम भी इरादे के कोशिश शुरू होने के साथ मुरत्तब होते हैं.
And the same way, the ahkamat also comes with the inception of intention.
अभी आप बैठे बैठे सफर का इरादा कर लें तो मुसाफिर नहीं हो जाते.
Because if you right now, if you make intention of traveling, you don't become a musafir. You don't become a traveler right away.
जब तक सफर शुरू न करें.
As long as you don't start the travel.
तो सफर के आगाम तो सफर के इरादे के साथ नहीं होंगे. उस इरादे के ताबे जो है, मेहनत है, जो काम है, उसके स्टार्ट होने के साथ.
Because you will not become traveler just by intention. Once you start making effort for the travel, you start and then start gathering those asbab for the travel, and then you start moving, then you come into the hukum of a traveler. Then you become officially a traveler.
लेकिन जब इरादा अमल शुरू हो चुका है तो उसमें जैसे जैसे इरादा होता जाएगा वैसे वैसे इरादे का हुक्म भी लगता चला जाएगा अब चला जाएगा चूंकि ऑलरेडी आप अमल में होते हैं.
Because once you start the amal, you know, then
जैसे जैसे आप अगर अमल शुरू करने के बाद कोई इरादा करते हैं और वो इरादा उसी अमल से रिलेटेड है तो इरादे का हुक्म सिर्फ इरादे से ही शुरू हो जाता है.
सो वंस यू स्टार्ट एन अमल यू स्टार्ट्स एन एक्शन एंड देन ड्यूरिंग दैट एक्शन यू मेक एन फर्दर इंटेंशन देन दैट इंटेंशन कम्स इनटू द कमांड ऑफ द हुक्म.
जैसे एक आदमी सफर में है
जस्ट लाइक अ पर्सन हु इज हु इज अ ट्रैवलर
लेकिन वहां उसने अचानक इरादा कर लिया इकामत का तो वो मुकीम बन जाएगा.
So during the travel, he all of a sudden like or he made an intention that I want to become a muqeem, then he becomes muqeem. Like
aur isme jo bada hota hai uska irada asal hota hai.
And whatever is the bigger demand, that's irada is real.
Jaise miyan biwi dono safar kar rahe hain.
Just like a husband and wife both are traveling.
To isme kiske irade ka aitbaar hai?
So in that, whose irada has more like superpowers, like who is above?
Amir Mamur dono safar kar rahe hain.
Amir and Mamur both are traveling.
Jiske irade ka aitbaar hai?
Whose intention will hold the weight?
So miyan biwi ke mamle mein ye baat hai ki agar biwi ne abhi safar ka irada kiya hua hai ki wo musafir hi rehna chah rahi hai aur shauhar ne iqamat ka irada kar liya to biwi par bhi iqamat ka hukm lagu ho jata hai.
So when husband and wife are traveling, and if a wife has the intention of traveling, and the husband makes the decision that we will be muqeem, we will be resident, then for the wife, you know, he for him will be the same decision that the husband made. That she has to be
muqeem.
Because in the ahkamat, she is the wife is tabe of the husband.
तो जैसे मर्द जो है ना वो दो रकात नमाज पढ़ेगा सफर की वजह से औरत भी दो ही पढ़ेगी.
So if the husband makes two rakat qasr in the safar,
ऐसा बोलो अगर मर्द दो पढ़ता है तो औरत भी दो पढ़ेगी.
If the husband will make two, then the wife will also make
अगर husband चार पढ़ता है तो औरत को भी चार पढ़ने पड़ेगा.
If the husband makes four, then the wife also has to make four.
तो कुरान पाक में अल्लाह ताला ने मुनाफिकीन के बारे में जो बात फरमाई है वो ये है कि इनका इरादा ही नहीं था
In the Quran, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala tells about the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, that they never made the intention of the effort of God.
मतलब यह है कि जब अल्लाह के रास्ते में हुजूर सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम के साथ जाने की तशकील हुई थी तो वो नहीं गए थे.
And the meaning of that is that when the tashkeel was
इरादा किया था कि हम जाएंगे लेकिन नहीं गए थे.
When the tashkeel was made by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to go in the path of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, they never accompanied because when the tashkeel was made, they never made intention.
तो उसके बाद जब आप सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम वापस आ गए तो मुनाफिकीन ने अपने आप को माजूर जाहिर करने के लिए बहुत से उजूर बताए हुजूर के सामने फला वजह से नहीं आ सके हम फला वजह से नहीं आ सके.
एंड व्हेन रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम केम बैक फ्रॉम द पाथ ऑफ अल्लाह सुब्हानहू व तआला देन ऑल द मुनाफिकीन द हिपोक्रेट्स दे केम अप विद देयर एक्सक्यूजेस दैट वी वर नॉट एबल टू मेक इट और वी वर नॉट एबल टू गो बिकॉज़ ऑफ दिस एंड दिस.
उन इन वाकयात को बयान करते हुए अल्लाह पाक ने यह बात फरमाई है
एंड टेलिंग ऑल दीस सर्कमस्टेंसेस अल्लाह सुब्हानहू व तआला हैज मेंशनड दैट पर्टिकुलर थिंग.
वो जाने का इरादा रखते थे मगर मजबूरी की वजह से नहीं ऐसा नहीं हुआ.
सो अल्लाह सुब्हानहू व तआला एक्सप्लेन दैट दे वर देयर एक्सक्यूजेस वर नॉट बिकॉज़ दे वर नॉट एबल टू गो इट्स नॉट लाइक दैट यू नो दे नेवर मेड इंटेंशन.
इसलिए कि अगर वो इरादा करते तो उसका सबूत क्या है क्या अमल उन्होंने शुरू किया था.
Because if they have, they would have been like sincerely made an intention. What is the proof of their intention?
वलो अरादुल खुरुजा लअअद्दु लहु उद्दा. अगर उनके इरादा निकलने का था तो कुछ तो तैयारी करते.
If they would have been sincere in their intention of going on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would have made some sort of arrangements, some sort of means.
असल उनका इरादा ही नहीं होगा.
So in reality, they never had the intention.
फिर उसके पीछे का एक राज अल्लाह पाक ने खोला.
That behind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened another secret for them.
और वो मेरे और आपके बहुत सोचने की चीज़ है.
And that is a very important thing for us to ponder about.
पहली बात भी सोचने की है.
The first thing is also something that we should
think. बहुत से इरादे हम करते हैं लेकिन उसके साथ कोशिश कुछ नहीं करते. कहते मैंने इरादा किया भाई क्या जब कोशिश ही शुरू नहीं की तो क्या इरादा किया था.
Because we also made many intentions but we never joined that intention with any kind of action. So we need to think about it.
मगर ये कि ये जो दूसरी बात है ये बहुत ही आम है.
But the second thing that will be mentioned that is way more important.
وَلَكِنْ كَرِهَ اللَّهُمْ بِعَاثَهُمْ. Allah ko pasand nahi tha inka jana.
And that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never...
Toyota black car AL73189.
So there's a car blocking the main entrance of this movement. So the second thing that Hazrat Mufti Sahib said that is very, very important, something that we should be really, think about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that Allah never, desired for them like that they should even make intention or they should proceed in the path of Allah
subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, yeah. I don't know if the tarjuma is not coming, never means that never is not coming. Never is not coming. Allah has not done it. Allah has not done it. Allah has not done it. Allah has not done it.
Allah never said like it was intent. Allah never kind of
didn't like.
Allah didn't like for them to make intentions.
Okay, never mein alag baat nikal aati hai. Sahi. Hua ye ki Allah Pak ne pasand nahi kiya, kyun nahi pasand kiya?
Because Allah didn't like it for them, and why Allah didn't like it for them?
Isko Quran Pak mein bahut jagahon par bayan kiya ki main kab kis cheez ko pasand nahi karta hu.
And Allah has mentioned in many places in the Quran that when I don't like something to happen.
Aur ye hai ki jab main pasand nahi karta hu to uske asraat kya hote hain.
And when Allah didn't like something to happen, then what are the effects? What are the asraat of that?
Jab aadmi gunah zyada karta hai to uske asraat is aitbaar se zahir hote hain.
When a person is gets too much into sins, then the effects of that appear in that fashion.
दुनिया के अंदर हालात आ जाना ये भी अल्लाह पाक के नापसंद होने से बार मरतबा होता है.
In our worldly affairs, in this dunya, when halat and ahwal comes, they are also sometimes because of our own amal.
मगर जरूरी नहीं होता.
But it's not always important. Like it's not always
the same. दुनिया के हालात अल्लाह ताला बंदे को पसंद करने की वजह से भी लाता है.
Because sometimes the ahwal of this dunya are connected because Allah likes a particular person.
जैसे कि हदीस में आता है कि इन अशद्दन्नास बलान अल अंबिया. सबसे ज्यादा मुसीबत नबियों पर आती है.
बिकॉज़ द
इब्तला आजमाइश मुसीबत मतलब आजमाइश.
या बिकॉज़ द ट्रायल्स द मोस्ट ऑफ द बिग ट्रायल्स दैट केम टुवर्ड्स अंबिया अलैहि सलातो व सलाम.
हदीस शरीफ में
दिस इज द हदीस ऑफ रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु
अलैहि वसल्लम. सुम्मा अमसल फल अमसल. फिर जिनके हालात नबियों के ज्यादा मुशाबे होते हैं उन पर उस एतबार से आती है. फिर और उनके मुशाबे जो होते हैं उनके एतबार से उन पर आ जाता है.
And then the trials and tribulations after Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, whoever are more closer to Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam as far as the amal are concerned, those trials and tribulations come towards them.
तो हालात हर वक्त गुनाहों की वजह से आना जरूरी नहीं है.
So always the conditions and trials and tribulations are not connected with the sins.
उसकी तर्तीब अलग है.
There's a separate tartib.
कभी गुनाहों की वजह से भी होता है.
Sometimes it's also because of the sins.
जैसे कुरान पाक में बाहर फसाद फिल बर्री वल बहर बिमा कसबत अयदीन्नास. बर्र बहर में फसाद आ गया लोगों के आमाल की वजह से.
Because in the Quran Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says that whatever the fasad that you see in the land and in the seas is because of the amal. Of us.
لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا تَاكِ بَعْضَ عَمَالَ كَ مَزَا چَكْلِيَنْ اور تَاكِ تَوْبَا کرنے وَلَعَمْ لَهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ.
So that, we see the consequences of those amal in this dunya and we make tawbah. We return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Kuch hissa.
For some.
Pura ke pura saza nahi hoti.
And it's only not that whole consequence of only a bit of the consequences are shown in this dunya.
لیکن گناہ کی وجہ سے اللہ تبارک و تعالی ज्यादा सजा जब देते हैं तो वो दीन पर आती है.
सो व्हेन बिकॉज़ ऑफ द सिन द मोर कॉन्सिक्वेंसेस इन दिस वेरी दुनिया कम्स ऑन टुवर्ड्स आवर दीन.
और उसमें ये होता है कि दीन पर चलना मुश्किल कर दिया जाता है.
And the consequence of that is it becomes hard for a person to practice deen. This is the consequence of the guna.
Quran Pak mein Allah ne is baat ko bayan farmaya.
And Allah SWT has mentioned in this Quran.
वो जो है ना वसअलहुम अनिल क़रियति लती कानत हाज़िरतल बहर यद्यादून फिस सब इस्तातीहिम ही कानून यौम सबतिहिम सुर्रा وَيَوْمَ لَا يَسْبِتُونَ لَا تَعْتِهِمْ كَذَلِكَ نَبْلُوهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ. उनके फिस्क के सबब से हमने उनको आजमाइश में डाल दिया कि समंदर की मछलियाँ जिस दिन उनको इबादत करना होता था उस दिन बाहर आती थी ताकि इबादत करना मुश्किल हो जाए और जिस दिन उनको छुट्टी हो वो शिकार कर सकते थे उस दिन मछलियाँ अंदर चली जाती.
So Allah has mentioned in the Quran and the moralist meaning is that on the day when they were not supposed to catch, you know, the fish, on that day the more fish used to come, and that was kind of a trial for them because they were more, their whole attention was towards the fish, towards catching fish, and they were not able to do the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allah has said that this is because of their gunahs that we have done.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that why this was done this way, because of their sins. That's why Allah created, you know, that the whole shift was there, that on Saturday more fish are coming, so they were, you know, like they were diverted from.
इसी तरह इसमें हुआ है कि जो मुनाफिकीन को अल्लाह पाक ने हुजूर सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम के साथ सफर करने की तौफीक नहीं दी उसका सबब भी वही है.
And the same thing happened with the hypocrites, because the reason that Allah didn't allow them to travel with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was because of their sins.
इसलिए बना वलाकिन करी अल्लाहुम बिआज़हुम Allah ने उनका उठना उनका जाना ही पसंद नहीं किया.
Because Allah didn't Allah disliked, you know, even their, you know, getting up or going in the path of Allah with Rasulullah.
ये अल्लाह तबारक व तआला की सुन्नतें होती हैं जो कुरान पाक में मुख्तलिफ अंदाज में बयान की जाती हैं ताकि मुसलमान सबक लें.
And these are the sunnah, the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the established rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we as Muslims, we take lesson from that.
हम बहुत मर्तबा समझते हैं कि तब हम काम नहीं कर रहे हैं तो हम वाकईतन रीज़न है हमारी अपनी कोई मजबूरी है.
Many times we are not involved in the effort and we're not making the effort of deen, we think that this is like any personal reason that, you know, my personal conditions, circumstances that are not making it, like we are not able to do it.
इस पर हमारा ध्यान ही नहीं जाता कि मुझे तौफीक क्यों नहीं हो रही.
And we never think in that direction that why I'm not getting the tawfiq to do that.
आदमी का ध्यान उधर नहीं जाता तो वो इस्तिगफार तौबा नहीं करता.
And when we don't think in that dimension that why I'm not getting the tawfiq to do go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are not, you know, we don't even think of repenting.
अब जब ध्यान नहीं जाता तो जो रुकावटें हैं उसको दूर करने की कोशिश नहीं करता.
And when we don't think in that direction and we don't repent, then we don't even try to remove those do tawbah for those sins that we are doing.
और जिसको अल्लाह तबारक व तआला पसंद करता है उसको तौफीक देता है.
And whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes, Allah gives that person the tawfiq and ability to do that for him.
Allah ta'ala ka karam hai ke kuch na kuch tawfiq Allah pak ne ata farmayi.
It's the great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has given us some tawfiq and some ability to do that.
Bahut badi Allah pak ki ni'mat hai.
And this is a huge ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa
ta'ala. Aur iski qadar karna hai.
So we need to really do the qadar of this. And
iski naqadri bhi mehroom karti hai, wo bhi bada guna hai.
And if we will do the naqadri of this, then also this will make us mahroom, so take us away from this.
So usme dil se bhi shukr guzar hona hai Allah pak ka.
And so we should be really grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from heart.
Aur zuban se bhi izhar karna hai namazon ke baad mauke se ke Allah ka shukr hai ki aapne tawfeeq di.
And we also need to express it from our tongues that in after salah and all the times from our tongue, oh Allah, this is, we are very grateful to you that you have given us this ability.
Zuban se bolne ka bada asar hota hai.
There's a lot of effect when we say this from our tongue.
और बहुत सी चीज़ों में ये बात है कि जब जुबान से उसका तलफ़ किया जाता है उसका एक खास असर होता है.
And many other occasions things, if we will express something with our tongue, there is an effect of that, you know.
एक साहब ने दूसरे साहब से कहा बोलने से क्या होता है, बोलने से कुछ असर नहीं होता.
A person said to another person that, you know, that speaking doesn't matter, like saying doesn't matter, so, you know, what's the point of saying?
उन्होंने पलटा के उसको माँ की गाली दे दी.
And he turned away and then he cursed her. You know.
और देते ही गुस्से में आ गया.
And as soon as he cursed the other person, he
you know, become really angry.
So then he replied that you just said that there's no effect, whatever we say from the tongue, it has no effect, but now you became angry and you
said
the way this thing is affecting you, same way that well, whatever we see, say from our tongue, it affects. That's why they say like it has its own effect, that we should always, you know, should do the izhar, we should express the intentions with our tongue, we should say it, you know, because it has an effect. And we have to make firm intention with Allah
subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And when we are making that intention, we should always like remember this ayah that Guru Gobind Singh mentioned, that was if they have the hypocrites, if they have made intention, you know, they would have made some preparation.
कि अल्लाह ने उनको निकलने का मौका क्यों नहीं दिया, तैयारी का मौका क्यों नहीं दिया, कि अल्लाह ही ने उन्हें नहीं पसंद किया.
And we also have to remember that why Allah never gave them the tawfiq to go out, because Allah didn't like it for them to go out in the battle. And Allah made them, you know, stationed. And it was said to them that you stay behind with the people who stayed behind. And it was put in their hearts that they have to stay behind.
तो आदमी जो बैठता है तो समझता है कि मैं वैसे ही बैठा हूँ.
When a person sits and stays behind, he thinks like I'm just staying behind. उसको
अंदाज़ा नहीं होता कि मैं बैठा नहीं हूँ, बिठाया गया हूँ.
He thinks that I'm just, you know, sitting and staying behind, but in reality, like we are, like it's not that we did it ourselves. Allah has made us sit.
जैसे आदमी जब अल्लाह के रास्ते में निकलता है तो समझता मैं निकल रहा हूँ.
The same way when a person goes out in the path of Allah, so he thinks that I am going in the path of Allah. But in reality, it's not that he has gone out, but Allah has made it possible. Allah has made him move out in the path of Allah. When someone stays behind, he has been made to stay behind by Allah. May Allah protect all of us. When a person moves out in the path of Allah, it's because of because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has liked it for him. And may Allah, you know, take all of us and make it easy for all of us to go
on.
And for that, whatever the opportunities that Allah has given us, we have to take advantage from those opportunities. And now this ijtama is here, mashallah, for the effort of deen. And we are the ones who are the host, you know. And we are the ones who will be making khidmah.
Service देने वालों में से.
We are the ones who will be providing services to the people.
इस्तेमाल के मकसद को पूरा करने की कोशिश में लगने वालों में से.
And we are the ones who are involved in different, you know, chores that are towards the fulfillment of the maqsad of this ijtima, the objective of this gathering.
जब ijtima होता है तो उस ijtima से में जो तकाजे हुआ करते हैं उन तकाजों को काम करने वाले साथियों में बांटा जाता है.
Whenever the ijtima happens, there are demands, and those demands are distributed among the brothers who are involved in the effort of the ijtima.
कोई भी gathering होती है तो ऐसा होता है तो अल्लाह के रास्ते में जब दीन की मेहनत के लिए gathering हुई तो कैसा नहीं होगा.
Yeah, so in any other gathering, you know, of any other like worldly gathering, also, you know, we have to make lot of arrangements. The same way, you know, same token, you know, if there's a gathering for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the effort of deen, you know, same way we have a lot of things that we need to take care of. When a marriage ceremony happens in a certain family, then all the responsibilities around that marriage, you know, that needs to be to taken care of, they are divided among the family members. There are thousands, like hundreds of things that need to be taken care of in a marriage.
जितना बड़ा इंतजाम होता है उतने ज्यादा साथी चाहिए होते हैं.
The bigger the arrangement, we need that many, that much men.
और जब सारे काम के खानदान वाले साथ काफी नहीं होते हैं तो लोग हायर करते हैं फिर उनको.
And if there are not enough members in the family to take care of all those needs, then they hire people from outside to make the arrangements.
मुख्तलिफ किस्म के काम होते हैं.
And there are different kinds and different nature of things that needs to be taken care of.
बिल्कुल शादी की तारीख तय करने से लेके तैयारियों से लेके खरीदारी से दावतनामों के छापने से दावतनामों के पहुंचाने से दावत देके आने से खाने पीने का अरेंज करने से, इकामत का अरेंज करने से, आने वाले साथियों की खिदमत करने से, सारे कामों को हम सब अच्छी तरह जानते हैं कि वो अलग अलग काम होते हैं और डिस्ट्रीब्यूट किया जाता है.
एंड वी ऑल आर वेरी वेल अवेयर ऑफ लाइक स्पेशली विद द रेफरेंस ऑफ मैरिज दैट व्हेन फ्रॉम द वेरी डिसाइडिंग द डेट फॉर द मैरिज देन द प्रिंटिंग ऑफ द कार्ड्स एंड डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन ऑफ द इनविटेशन कार्ड्स एंड so on so forth, arrangement for the food, you know, like there are like so many things that needs to be done, and then they, those all those different jobs are distributed among the family members, and if not enough family members, then they hire people to get those things done.
So duniya ke mamlaat duniya ke tarah se soche jayenge.
So the mamlaat of this dunya are thought according to the standards of this dunya.
Lekin Allah par ka mamla Allah ke tarah se socha jayega.
But this
Allah ke kaam ka.
But for the effort of deen, this particular, we have to think accordingly.
Deen ki mehnat Allah ka kaam hai.
This effort of deen is the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Aur ye Quran Pak ke alfaz hain.
And these are the words of the Quran.
Kun ansar Allah, tum Allah ke madad karne wale ho jao.
Because Allah says, you become my helper.
Ab andaaz mein Allah ka kaam hai.
This is the work of Allah.
Haan, ye shaadi kisi regular gharane ki nahi hai. Ye gathering kisi regular andaaz ki nahi hai.
This gathering is not like an ordinary, like a worldly gathering. You know, it is something that is connected with the work of Allah.
So, is ke atbar se isme jo zimmedariyan di jayengi, aap andaza kijiye ki wo kitni badi zimmedari hai.
So, accordingly, because this is the work of Allah and it's so huge, same way the responsibilities that are connected with this, how huge and how big they are.
और फजीलत उसकी कितनी ज्यादा
होगी? And how much is the fazila of that? How much reward is connected with that?
और सवाब उसका कितना ज्यादा होगा?
And how much reward and compensation is connected with that?
और जो जिस एतबार से इसमें शरीक होता है, जब पूरा अमल वजूद में आता है, तो पूरों को बराबर का कैसा हिस्सा दिया जाता है?
And in whatever fashion we will be used into this, you know, into this responsibility, then whatever the reward will come, you know, the will be given, that will be distributed equally among everyone, all in different, you know, different departments, in different ways we will be helping out, everyone will get equal reward.
काम के तकादे छोटे बड़े होते हैं.
The demands of the work might be bigger and smaller.
जिम्मेदारियां छोटी बड़ी होती हैं.
There might be responsibilities that are like smaller and bigger.
लेकिन सवाब और क्रेडिट बराबर होता है.
But the reward and the credit, you know, that will come, that will be equal.
मिसाल के तौर पर आप यहाँ शिकागो से मिशिगन को कोई सामान भेजे किसी ट्रक में लाद के.
For example, if you're sending some luggage or something from here to Michigan in a truck.
पहुंच गया वहाँ पे सामान.
So that luggage, like that, the box that reached the destination.
वहाँ जाने के बाद ट्रक के पुर्जों में बहस हो गई.
And after that luggage reached Michigan, among the parts of the truck, there was a discussion.
अब कोई बोलने लगा कि ये मेरी वजह से चीजें यहाँ तक पहुँची.
So one part of the truck said like this luggage got to Michigan because of me.
अब सबसे बड़ी चीज बॉडी थी उसकी.
And the biggest part was the body of the truck.
उसने कहा कि मैं अगर ना होता तो किसी में रख के लाते.
Yeah, if I would have not been there, then like where would you would have put the luggage?
मगर इंजन कब खामोश बैठता.
So at the same time when this discussion happened, the engine also cut.
लेकिन अगर मैं ना होता तो चीज कैसे आगे बढ़ती.
The engine said like if I would have not been there, like then how this whole thing would have happened.
तो फिर उसके बाद हर पुर्जे को मुंह लग गया.
So after that, every single part started coming into the debate.
जो ब्रेक होता है, जो क्लच वायर होता है, वो भी बोलने लगा कि अगर क्लच ना हो तो गाड़ी कैसी चलती.
So then the brake and the clutch, you know, they came into that discussion and jumped in, and if I would have not been there, how it would have happened.
Steering बोलने लगा कि मैं ना होता तो कैसे काम चलता.
And the steering said like if I would have not been there, how would we have, you know, you would have driven that.
सब बोल के खामोश हो गए तो पहिया बोला मैं भी कुछ हूँ.
So when everyone was done with that discussion, everyone took a pause. Yeah, the tires came into action. It's like I am also something.
मगर जब ज़ुबान खुलती है तो मेंढकों को भी ज़ुबान आ जाती है.
So when these kind of discussions happens, then everyone pitches in.
तो पहिये के जो नट बोल्ट हैं, वो भी बोले कि अगर हम ना होते तो पहिये कैसे जमता.
Even to the extent that the nuts and the bolts of the tire, they also, you know, jumped in the discussion. If we would have not been there, then how it would have happened?
अब हवा कहने लगी कि अगर मैं उसमें भरी नहीं ना होती तो फिरता कैसे?
And then even to the extent that air came into the discussion, that if I would have not been inside the tire, then how would have tired rolled.
Bara pure truck ke purzon ne ek ko kaha ke bhai tu faisal hai tu bata koi kisko candidate hai iska.
So towards the end, they, after like that whole discussion and debate was happening, then you know they said okay, so they decided one responsible, you know, among that okay, you decide, you know, you know, who is the real one? Who is the one because of him, you know, because of that, this whole thing was, this happened.
तो उसने ये फैसला लिया कि भाई जिम्मेदारियां छोटी बड़ी जरूर हैं लेकिन क्रेडिट सबको बराबर है.
So the decision was made that the responsibilities are, you know, are big and small. Like their contribution can be big and small, but at the end reward is equal for everybody.
Allah Pak ne mere dosto deen ke taqazon mein aisi baat rakhi hai ki jab koi deen ka kaam anjam diya jayega usme jo zimmedariyan di jayengi wo zimmedari kisi bhi nauiyat ki hogi jo result aakhir mein aayega Allah Pak sabko barabar ka sawab dega.
So Allah Subhanahu wa Taala has made this effort of deen such that, you know, whoever will contribute to that in whatever capacity, bigger or smaller, at the end when the result comes, Allah will reward everybody equally.
बराबर का सवाब का मतलब सवाब में एक बराबरी होती है और एक हर आदमी की अपनी मेहनत के इत्तेबार से दर्जे अलग होते हैं.
So the reward will be equal as far as the particular aspect is concerned, but on individual level, you know, there are differences of status, you know, in the eyes of Allah for individuals.
इसको समझने के लिए एक बात समझना होगा.
So to understand that, we have to understand another thing.
जो आदमी तीन मर्तबा सूरह इखलास पढ़ता है उसको एक मर्तबा कुरान पढ़ने का सवाब मिलता है.
A person who recites surah ikhlas 3 times, he gets the reward of reciting one Quran.
लेकिन क्या ये बात अपनी जगह पर है कि एक आदमी अलिफ लाम मीम से लेके पूरी 30 बार पढ़े और एक आदमी तीन मर्तबा सूरह इखलास पढ़े दोनों बराबर हो जाएंगे?
So now we have to think, if for example if a person who recites the whole Quran from surah Fatiha till the end, and a person who is just doing 3 times surah Fatiha, if both of them will be the same,
उसको लगे 3 मिनट, इसको लगे 30 दिन.
That person is
spending 3 लगे 10 पारे भी अगर पढ़ा तो.
Yeah, that person spent 3 minutes, and that person, you know, at the minimum spent 3 days. If he recited 10 paras every day, so he spent 3 days, and that person only spent 3 minutes.
सवाब दोनों का बराबर नहीं है.
So the reward among those is not equal.
तो एक बराबर भी है, एक बराबर नहीं भी है.
In one way it is equal, but at the same way it's not equal.
तो उसको कहते हैं कि एक इनामी सवाब होता है और एक हर अमल के एतबार से होता है.
So the one is the reward that is a kind of a gift, you know, that's the word used, inami sawab, and the one is the one that comes on each harf, right? With individual amal, each amal the reward comes.
वो दोनों में अलग होता है.
It's separate in both.
इसलिए काम की नौयत के इत्तेबार से जिसमें मुजाहिदा ज्यादा होगा उसमें उतना ज्यादा सवाब होगा.
And so as far as the nauiyat of the kaam, the nature of the work is, the more mujahida is in a particular work, the more reward that group will get.
Jitna aadmi burden aur bojh uthayega utna zyada sawab milega.
You know, the more burden a person takes, that much more reward the person will get.
Jis aadmi ko apni mehnat is andaaz mein pesh karni padegi usko kuch janta tak nahi uska sawab alag hoga.
And if a person represents his effort in such a way that nobody even knows him and he's doing that effort, he will have a different kind of reward.
बहुत बहुत मर्तबा बड़ा सवाब वो ले जाता है जो फाउंडर बनता है, काम के अंदर की बुनियाद होता है, जिसको कुछ दिखता ही नहीं, जो किसी को नहीं देखती वो उसको कोई नहीं देखता.
And in many many times the major reward goes to a person who becomes the foundation of some work, and generally the foundation is hidden. Nobody knows that person, nobody even sees that person, so but he gets the most of the reward because he becomes the foundation.
इसलिए उसमें इखलास तमाम होता है.
Because that person carries the real ikhlas.
उसमें बर्डन तमाम होता है, पूरा होता है.
Because taking that position, being the foundation, all the burden comes on that person.
उसमें पूरे काम का मौकूफ अलैह होना होता है, यानी डिपेंड करता है काम उस पर.
Because all the work depends on that person who's taking the position of the foundation.
काम पर.
On that work, because the founder, all the work depends on that particular job.
इसीलिए हुजूर पाक सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने उन दीन का काम करने वालों की खास फजीलत बयान फरमाई जो दीन का काम करने में लोगों में ज्यादा जाने पहचाने नहीं जाती.
That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has praised those people more who while doing the effort, they're doing the effort, but they're not known among the public.
Inna Allah yuhibbul abrar al atqiya al akhfiya alladhina idha ghabu lam yatafaqqadu wa in hadaru lam yud'u wa lam yuqarrabu ulaika masabihul huda yakhrujuna min kulli ghabara muslima. Allah pak mohabbat farmata hai un nek logon se jo muttaqi hote hain, jo chupe hue hote hain.
Allah loves those persons who those pious people who are muttaqi, who are hidden.
الذين اذا غابوا لم يتفقدوا جب وہ غیر موجود ہوتے ہیں تو لوگ تفقد نہیں کرتے کہاں 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 when they are not present nobody really searches for them or asks for them وان حضروا لم يدعوا ولم يقربوا جب وہ موجود ہوتے ہیں تو ان کی نہ دعوتیں کی جاتی نہ ان کو قریب کیا جاتا and when they are present nobody really like pays attention to it they are not invited and they are not kind of you know
log aage bad bad ke musafir nahi karte
nobody goes to them and like makes musafir
log aage bad bad ke duaon ki darkhast nahi karte
nobody is going to them and asking them to please make dua
hazar lam yudahu wa lam yuqarrabu na to unko bulaya jata hai na unko muqarrab banaya jata hai
neither they are invited neither they are drawn closer
bulaye ka musabihul huda ye hidayat ka chiran hote hain
and these are the lights of hidayat
andaza nahi hota ki kiski barkat se kaam ho raha hai
we never know that with whose barka the work is happening
kiske asraat allah pak ne qubool farmaya aur natije samne laaye
whose effort and whose like asraat allah accepted and allah showed the result
focus mein aur jan wala wo jo showcase hota hai usme wo alag alag cheeze hoti hain lekin kaam wo jante hain
in the focus in the front you know we see showcase there might be many people many faces but behind the scene you know who allah is accepting and whose effort allah is accepting allah knows
isliye mere dosto ye jo zimmedariyon ki taqseem hoti hai aur isme jo kaam hum apni khushi se lete hain allah ka kaam bol ke isme jo maratib tay hote hain isme jo qurb allah pak ka naseeb hota hai isme jo raza hasil hoti hai aur isme pure kaam ka jo ajr o sawab hasil hota hai wo allah pak itna zyada in logo ko ata farmate hain ki jo dusre log jo isme sharik nahi hue wo nahi kar pate
So that's why I said that if whatever the taqazas, the demands that are right now, it will take with more, you know, zeal and our inner desire with happiness, you know, like the reward, the people that will take these responsibilities now and they will invest themselves, you know, they will get the reward that we cannot even imagine. The other people cannot even reach to that.
इसलिए जिन पर जो जिम्मेदारी डाली गई और जिन्होंने जो तकाजा लिया जिम्मेदारी ली वो लकी है बहुत ज्यादा
सो व्हाटएवर द पीपल हूएवर द पीपल हु टुक द रिस्पांसिबिलिटी ऑफ व्हाटएवर डिमांड इज गिवन टू देम वी शुड कंसीडर आवरसेल्फ एंड दे शुड कंसीडर देमसेल्व्स वेरी लकी
ये उनके लकी होने की बात उनको मस्का मारना नहीं है
and this is not that we are trying to pamper them by just saying that you're lucky
nahi jab allah pak ajr o sawab dega tab haqeeqat ka pata chalega ki nabiyon ki nabiy pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki baaton par yaqeen karna kya cheez hoti hai
so when allah subhanahu wa taala eventually
ki baatein hain ye woh cheez aakhirat mein samne aayengi
when all these things will open us and the rewards will come in front then the things will become clear and so that this is not just like we're just doing it for the sake of saying it or just pampering it no this is real
But ye bahut khushi ka mauka hai
so that's why it's a very something that we should be really glad about
is ki zimmedariyon ko khushi khushi nibhana
and we need to take these responsibility with full like zeal and zest and with happiness and with
allah se ihtisab achhi ummeed ke sath achhe gumaan ke sath lena
and with full like positive gumaan with allah subhanahu
aur wo kya hai ki allah pak mere naqis iman ko kamil kar de
so that allah improve my iman which is naqis which is not complete allah improve it and make it perfect
meri hidayat kamil farma de
may allah make my guidance allah guide me completely
allah mujhse razi ho jaye
allah become happy with me
allah apni maarifat ata farma de
allah gave me his recognition
kyunki mere is khidmat mein hissa lene ke asal gharaz to ye
and this is my real reason of participating into these amal that are given to this khidmat
aur is silsile mein jo kuch conversation allah ke sath hota hai wo aap hi jante hain aapka allah hi karta hai
and in this whole process whatever the communication that takes place between you and allah is only between you and allah
jitna ikhlas hoga jitni mohabbat hogi itni khushi se lagenge utna qubool farmayenge
and the more the ikhlas we will have and with more like happiness and with heart we will do this you know the more we will get
aur aapko pata hi hai ki khidmat ke kaamon mein mujahida hai
and we all know that when we will engage ourselves especially in khidma you know it is there is mujahida
jis type ka mujahida aayega us type ke mujahide ko handle karna aur usko tolerate karna usko sambhalna ek bahut badi cheez hoti hai
so whatever the things that we are engaged in then the mujahida will come and the issues will come so we need lot of tolerance we need lot a very big heart to handle all those situations
aur us puri cheez mein jis baat ka dhyan rakhna hai wo ye ki jo ishtema ka maqsood hai wo pura ho wo damage na ho disturb na ho
and in all this process we have to really be keep the focus on the purpose of the ishtema that should not go on the back burner you know while doing all this
तो वो क्या चीज है मेरे दोस्तों?
And what is the maqsad? What is the purpose of this ishtema?
थोड़ी सी बात इस सिलसिले में अर्ज करता हूँ.
So Mustafa will tell a little bit about that.
मेरे दोस्तों इज्तिमा जो है ना एक गैदरिंग में भी बात पूरी बता दी जा सकती है.
That in one gathering the whole thing can be explained.
एक आदमी जब हमारा दाई बात करता है तो पूरी कर देता है.
You know, when a person, you know, one brother, like when he talks, generally he gives the whole message.
लोगों को सुना के भेज दे सकते हैं तशकील करके.
And this can be done, like, okay, give the bayan and then send the people.
मगर ये तीन दिन क्या है ये?
Then, but why then we are gathering here for 3 days?
ये समझने की चीज़ है.
This is something that we need to understand.
फिर ये तीन दिन में मुख्तलिफ काम क्या हैं, उनका काम क्या है, वो समझने की चीज़.
And then we need to understand, like, what are different amal and different things that we do during those 3 days. We need to understand that.
वो ये है मेरे दोस्तों कि एक ऐसा माहौल क्रिएट करना जिस माहौल में आने वाला आदमी असर ले और अल्लाह की तरफ उसको रुजू हो, दीन पर चलने का शौक आए.
So the purpose is through these amal that we will do in these 3 days is to create such an environment that a person who comes from outside, he takes the effect of this environment and then he gets connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
हुजूर पाक सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम के पास जब कोई आता था, भाई मुस्लिम आता था, कैदी आता था, तो उसको मस्जिद नबवी में 3 दिन रख दिया जाता था.
In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whenever any prisoner or anyone else who used to come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was kept in the environment of the masjid for 3 days.
मालूम ये हुआ कि मस्जिद में 3 दिन के माहौल में कोई खास बरकत और नूरानियत है.
So what we understood from that there is something in the environment of the masjid and staying in that environment for 3 days, there is something special in it.
आमतौर पर 3 दिन मस्जिद में रहने वाला जो माहौल देखता था वो इस्लाम को कबूल कर लेता था.
And in most cases, whoever used to come and stay in the masjid for 3 days in time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to accept Islam.
जब आदमी लोगों के बीच में होता है तो क्या देखता है?
When a person is among the people, what he sees?
वो उनके आपस के ताल्लुकात देखता है.
Then he observes the interaction of the people among themselves.
वो मुहब्बतें देखता है.
He observes the muhabba and the love.
वो मुरव्वत देखता है.
He sees that kindness towards each other.
वो सादगी देखता है.
He sees that simplicity.
वो इसार और कुर्बानी देखता है.
He sees that the sacrifice and for each other.
वो अल्लाह तबारक व तआला की इबादत और जिक्र देखता है.
He sees that the ibadah towards for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the remembrance of Allah, the zikr.
वो अल्लाह ताला की तरफ बंदे का रुजू होना, हाथ उठा के बहुत बहुत देर तक दुआ करना, रोना, ये देखता है.
He observes the people, you know, the persons crying in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
वो खिदमत देखता है.
He looks at, he observes how the khidmat is being done.
लोग बगैर मुआवजे की खिदमतें कर रहे हैं.
That the people are doing khidma, they are serving each other without money.
यहाँ बीवी अपने मियाँ को बोलती है कि तुम्हारे हाथ टूट गए क्या, जाओ ना चिंदे के पास जाकर ले लो, वहाँ फ्री में सर्विस मिल रही होती है.
In such an environment where even the wife doesn't really, you know,
you know that.
so and in that environment, people are serving each other. They're taking care of each other without any money, without any thing in the middle.
वहाँ जब आदमी इस अखलाक और मोहब्बत वाले माहौल को, अखलाक को और मुआशरत को जो चीज़ देखी जाती है इज्तिमा में, वो अखलाक और मोहब्बत देखी जाती है.
And when a person sees that ikhlaq and the love and the whole muasharat in that ishtama,
is muhabbat mein khidmat bhi hoti hai,
and in that love also includes the khidmat.
Is muhabbat mein zati mashghooliyatein bhi hoti hain,
and in that also includes our individual needs.
Kitne logon ko maine pucha ki tumko tahajjud ki aadat kaise padi.
Musa saying that I asked many people, like, how you became habitual of tahajjud.
Kehne lage main tahajjud kahan padta tha, main to farz namaz bhi nahi padta tha.
They said, like, I never even used to make tahajjud, not to the extent, not even farz salah, I never used to.
Magar jamaat mein logon ke sath 3 din ke liye chala gaya tha.
But when I went in the jamaat for 3 days,
khuda ki karni, wo jamaat mein jitne saathi the mere alawa sab tahajjud guzarte.
And like, what was that like in the jamaat when I went, all the people in that jamaat they were making tahajjud except me.
Aur tahajjud ke andar aisa hota hai ki zara rona dhona bhi hota hai, baaz martaba awaazein bhi nikal jati hain, siskiyan bhi aa jati hain.
And when people who are habitual of tahajjud and they are in tahajjud, you know, it happens that they start crying.
Aadmi apne gunahon ko yaad karta hai, Allah ki taraf rujoo karta hai, ummat ke liye dua karta hai.
And person remembers his own sins and he makes dua for the whole ummah and the ahwal of the ummah, and he's like the heart soars and he becomes starts crying.
Namaz khushu khudu se padhta hai.
And he makes the salah with concentration and
devotion. Sajda lamba ho jata hai, ruku lamba ho jata hai.
And sajda and ruku are prolonged.
मैंने देखा कि हलचल से मस्जिद में रात में हो रही है.
He said like I observed that whole like you know like movement you know in the night.
देखा तो देखो मैं पड़ा हुआ हूँ बिस्तर पे और सारे काम में लगे हुए हैं.
He said like when I woke up I saw like I'm the only one who's sleeping who's laying down and rest everybody is busy in the ibadat.
तो मैं अपने बिस्तर पर उठ के बैठ गया.
And I also woke up and sat.
मैंने देखा सब साथी अपने अपने धुन में हैं, किसी को किसी की फिक्र नहीं.
And then what he observed that everyone is so much into individually they are so much into their own ahwal connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that communication that they don't know what's going on around them.
मैंने थोड़ी देर देखा तो ऐसा अजीब मुझे फील हुआ. एक तो उनके अमाल के असर उसकी नूरानियत और दूसरे मुझे अपने हालत की बेशर्मी कि मुझ पर शर्म आने लगी कि साहब मैं कितना बेशर्म आदमी हूँ. ये सारे के सारे इबादत में लगे हुए हैं. मैं सोया हुआ हूँ. मेरी नींद ही उड़ गई.
He said when I observed that like then one that the effect of that environment that was created because of the ibadat of those brothers that was also kind of feeling me kind of different. And on top of it, the guilt that was in my heart that I am the one who's sleeping and kind of being lazy and all these brothers are, mashallah, involved in ibadah. So that's kind of, it took away my sleep. You know, my whole sleep was gone. I was full awake. Then I thought, okay, then I should also get up and make two rakat. And then I started praying. And when Allah made me stand one time and then, alhamdulillah, you know, I started making tahajjud onwards.
फ़ज़ाइल सदक़ात में किस्सा है ना कि एक बांदी अल्लाह के सामने रो रही थी रात में तहज्जुद में. एक मालिक की बांदी और वो अल्लाह से कह रही थी कि अल्लाह तुझे मुझसे मोहब्बत करने की कसम मेरे साथ तू ये कर दे.
There's a story in फ़ज़ाइल सदक़ात that there was a slave girl you know who was making dua in the night and Allah just making in dua in such a fashion that he was saying Allah the love that you have with me based on that Allah do this.
तो वो जो मालिक था वो सुना.
And the owner, you know, he was like seeing it, like or listening to it, hiding, and he heard that.
कहने के वो तुमसे मोहब्बत करता है ये तुम्हें कैसे पता है?
And he asked that slave girl, like, how you know that he loves you?
और मैं कि अगर वो मुझसे मोहब्बत ना करता तो यूँ मुझे खड़ा ना करता और तुझे यूँ सुलाता नहीं.
So she said she told the master that if the proof for that is that he made me stand in the night because he loves me and so he made me stand. And he made you lay down, you know, made you sleep.
ये उससे मुझसे मोहब्बत करने की निशानी और सबूत है.
And this is the proof that he loves me.
इसलिए मैं उसको कसम दे रही हूँ इस मोहब्बत.
That's why I am, you know, asking Allah Subhanahu wa Taala in that particular manner.
यहाँ पर मेरे दोस्तों एक ऐसा माहौल देना होता है होस्ट को मेहमान मेजबानों को कि जिसमें आने वाले साथियों में खास तासुर और पूरे मजमे पे खास तासुर हो जिसके अंदर रुजू इल्लाह दीन की तरफ तवज्जो दीन की मोहब्बत इस्लामी अखलाक इस्लामी मुआशरत इस्लामी तहजीब और सकाफत हुजूर पाक सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम की पाकीज़ा सीरत के नमूने वो झलक रहे हों मौके मौके से जगह जगह पर.
सो बीइंग द होस्ट दिस इज आवर प्राइम रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी दिस इज द प्राइम ऑब्जेक्टिव दिस इज्तिमा that we have to engage in these amal and do these amal in such a fashion that from every aspect of our amal the whole seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be reflected. The muashara, the muamalat and the muhabba and love, it should be reflective of our amal.
Aur apni khidmat ke zariye se ek aadmi par uska asar pad raha ho.
And with our khidmat, you know, this should be affecting the people who are coming.
तबलीग खिदमत से जितना फैली है तकरीरों से नहीं फैली.
You know, so this work of deen and this tabligh has spread more with khidma rather than words.
मुझे वो तबलीग वाले आज तक याद हैं जब मैं 10 साल से भी छोटा था और उस मौके पर वो लोगों की जमात आई थी और उन्होंने वहाँ वालों का जो इकराम किया था तो उसके जो असरात हैं मैं आज तक महसूस करता हूँ.
So Mufti is telling about himself that I remember those brothers of tabligh who did work who did the ikram and he was even 10 years old who did the ikram and the khidma of the jamaat that came to them. He said like that's still you know
jamaat ki khidmat nahi ki jamaat walon ne khidmat ki hamare gaon walon ki hamare.
Oh, so he said like the people of the jamaat they did the khidma of the locals you know. So he said I still remember that.
To local wale jo hai na wo jamaat mein lag gaye.
So the people of the locality they joined the effort because of the khidmat that the jamaat that came to the locality the khidmat that the way they made the khidmat that kind of forced the locality to join in the effort of the
okay jamaat asal mein ikram ke zariye se mohabbat ke zariye se hi aslan tabligh karti hai.
Because in reality the work our work is such and that the jamaat is such that in reality through khidmat you know, this thing spreads.
हम समझ रहे हैं कि बोलने से होती है शायद दावत, उसका एक हिस्सा होता है, समझाना भी पड़ता है.
Because we think that okay, only through talking this happens. Talking is part of it, but in reality, it's khidmat.
वो हमने छोड़ दी और इसको हमने अपना लिया तो रस्मियत आ गई.
So because
जान निकल गई.
Right. And this is one of the reason that we have, like we
कमजोर पड़ गए.
We have become weak because we have put the khidmat on side and the words have taken more space. And that's why that it has become more of a ritual.
इसलिए हमें अंदाजा करना है कि जो शोबे हमें दिए गए हैं उन शोबों को किस अंदाज में हमें लगना लेना है और कैसे लोगों के सामने प्रेजेंट करना है, उसकी सर्विस कैसे देनी है कि जिससे उस बंदे के दिल में दावत की वहाँ मेरी नहीं, मेरे काम की नहीं कि मेरे लिए चंद अच्छे जुमले बोल दे. जैसे बोलते ना अब ये अभी हम गए थे एक जगह पर, उन्होंने हमें एक फॉर्म दिया, जरा ये फॉर्म में लेके जाओ कि हमारी सर्विस कैसी थी. हमारी सर्विस कैसी थी ये नहीं बताना है हमको, क्योंकि हम अपने लिए नहीं कर रहे ये काम. ये है कि इस सर्विस के जरिए से इसके दिल में दावत की अजमत आ जाए, मोहब्बत आ जाए, दीन की मेहनत का जज्बा आ जाए, ये फोकस में होना है मेरे.
So our focus should be while doing all these amal and the khidmat and all different things is that how that person, the people who are coming, they get connected to Allah, not with us, not with our services, like okay, how we are providing the service, mashallah, they just do, you know, they praise us. No, how this service of mine and whatever I am doing, how this becomes a reason of the people who are coming here to get connected with the effort of deen and with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Usme us kaam ko bahut zimmedari se karna hota hai.
And in that we have to fulfill those demands and the different responsibilities that we have given, we have to really do it with lot of responsibility.
Aur us kaam ko karte hue रिएक्शन के अंदर सामने वाले की तरफ से कोई बदतमीजी बेवसूली हो तो उसको ऐसे अंदाज में झेलना पड़ता है कि उसको तकलीफ ना हो, क्योंकि वो वरना बिटकेगा दूर होगा.
So while fulfilling that responsibility, if we get something bad in response or any reaction, we have to be very calm and very responsible, because if we have to control ourselves that we don't react, because we don't want that brother or that person to get disconnected because of us. You know, he gets disconnected with the effort of deen and with the connection with Allah.
क्योंकि अगर उसमें थोड़ा सा भी बाल आ जाता है तो साथी का दिल टूटता है.
Because in that process, if we will react even a little bit, then that will become a reason of the breakage of that person's heart.
मैं अगर मुखलिस नहीं हूँ काम करने वाला तो मेरा दिल टूटता है, मैं काम से पीछे होता हूँ.
And because if, for example, if I am क्या था?
अगर मैं मुखलिस नहीं हूँ तो उसकी वजह से मैं दूर होता हूँ, मेरी तबीयत टूटती है.
Right. If I'm not mukhlis, because of that, I will go away from that particular work.
और अगर मेरी वजह से, मेरी बदअखलाकी की वजह से सामने वाला मुतासिर हुआ तो वो काम से छोड़ के भाग जाता है.
And if because of my bad character and ill treatment, if someone in the front, the person on the other side, you know, his heart gets broken, then he will be away from the effort of the.
एक साहब खाना खिला रहे थे सर्विस में.
A person was, he was serving food.
एक साहब खा रहे थे.
Another person was eating food.
उसने कहा बोटी दो.
And he said like, give me more meat. Piece of meat.
तो उसने उसको देख के कहा कि ससुराल में आया क्या?
So the person who was serving, he said like, have you come to your in-laws? That you are asking more meat.
और उसने उसको देखा घूर के.
And then he looked towards him.
बोला कुछ नहीं.
Stared at him. And he said nothing.
मगर सब कुछ बोल दिया.
But just by staring, he said everything.
क्यों फिर उसके बाद में आएगा वो आपके दस्तरखान पे खाने के? तो उसके बाद खाना नहीं है घर में.
What do you think that he will come to your dastarkhan after this? He had lot of food at home.
बात ये है कि हमने हमको जो सब ठीक है, उसने उसको खाई छुई गोश्त खाने की, उसने समझा गोश्त और है तो आप कहोगे मैं जरूर लाता हूँ. नहीं वो तो प्यार से बोल दें कि यार वो खत्म हो गया, कोई ख्याल ना करना. मोहब्बत से आदमी बोल सकता है और उसको ससुराल का ताना देख देते क्या होगा.
So Musa said, we have to be very careful. Like if, for example, he was, you know, the desire came, he thought that there is more meat there and he just asked it. So if there is, that we can politely say, brother, inshallah, I'm bringing more. And if there is not, then at the same way, we can, in a nice way, we can communicate to him that we're done with that. So it's not a big deal, but we have to be a little bit careful, you know, especially responding back.
हम साथियों के अखलाक के कमजोरी की वजह से हर साइड में इसकी शिकायत होती है.
And because of our deficiency in our ikhlaq and of our carelessness, these are the complaints that we hear everywhere. Because
ये चीज हमारे काम को बहुत नुकसान पहुंचा रही है.
And this really, like, makes a lot of damage comes through this.
और ये हमारे असल इम्तिहान का मौका था कि हम दिन की मेहनत में लग के कितने अखलाक वाले बने.
And this was a real test for us that how much ikhlaq and how much the sift of ikhlaq we gain, how much we practice by getting involved into the effort of
deen. Kyunki akhlaq ye hai wo deen ke darakht ka phal hai.
Because the ikhlaq is the fruit of the effort of deen.
Aur pura darakht lagaya jata hai phal ke liye.
And the whole tree is planted, the objective is to acquire
the fruit. Aur insaniyat darakhton ke phal ko dekhti hai.
And the humanity that looks to the fruit.
حضرت مولانا یوسف صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کے ملفوظات میں ہے کہ تمہاری نماز تمہاری مسجد میں.
مولانا یوسف صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کے ملفوظات that your نماز your صلاۃ is in your مسجد.
اور تمہارے روزہ تمہارے پیٹ میں.
And your fasting is in your stomach, is in your.
اور تمہاری زکات تمہارے غریبوں میں.
And your zakah is for your own poor.
اور تمہارا حج ایسی جگہ پر جہاں پہ صرف تم جا سکتے ہو دوسرا نہیں جا سکتا.
And your hajj is at such a place where no one else can go.
دوسرے کو کیا دکھاؤ گے اپنے اسلام سے.
So what you will show others through your Islam.
تمہارے اخلاق ہی دوسرا دیکھے گا اور وہی اس کو بتائے گا کہ تمہارا دین تمہیں کیا سکھاتا ہے.
Only your characteristics, your character, your اخلاق is something that is visible to others. And that will tell the others what is your Islam.
ہمارے اندر اگر اصلی اخلاق نہیں آئے تو بتکلف اخلاق والے بننا ہے.
If we don't have the real اخلاق and the sifat in us, we have to do it even artificially.
ہم سب جانتے ہیں کہ لوگ اپنا کام چلانے کے واسطے کیسے آرٹیفیشل اخلاق اختیار کرتے ہیں.
And we all see and observe that how people do different, like artificially they become mashallah very good characteristics.
ہم تو جیتے ہی ہیں آرٹیفیشل اخلاق کی دنیا میں.
And we live in this dunya where artificial اخلاق is prevalent.
یا ہم نے دیکھا کہ بہت محبت سے پیار سے مسکرا رہے اور جاتے ہوئے فائرنگ کا لفافہ دے رہے ہیں.
We see, we experience it, you know, in a very mashallah nicely with good akhlaq, and they will serve you, they will talk to you, and at the very end they will demand money, right? Or lifafa
de
de
firing
fire
fire acha. Oh, so they will take you, like, okay, they will fire you, okay, you are no more required.
You sab log bahut lad lada ke dete hai na.
Yeah,
hamare paas lad lada ke uska jawaz faraham karte hain ki hum tere ko kyu fire kar rahe
hain. Yeah, so in our country generally, like, when someone is fired, you know, they will give lot of, like, they will be lot back and forth, and like they will give the whole, you know,
ye bhi samajhta hai, wo bhi samajhta hai ki ab mujhe jana hai.
And both understand that now I have to leave, but here, you know, they will smile and they will give you the envelope, the
tariqa hai unka.
And this is the way here.
Ye duniya ke karobar akhlaq se hua karte hain.
So the affairs of this dunya, they are being run with akhlaq.
To isi wajah se ulama ne akhlaq ki do qisme ki hain, karobari akhlaq, asli akhlaq.
That's why ulama has divided akhlaq into two categories. One are the akhlaqs of the business, you know, of the worldly affairs, and one is the akhlaq of deen.
اصلی اخلاق اللہ کو پسند ہے اور اس سے اللہ راضی ہوتے ہیں.
The real اخلاق, which is the اخلاق of deen, and this, the real اخلاق is what Allah سبحانہ وتعالی loves.
اس سے جنت ملتی ہے.
And that will take us to jannah.
وہ اخلاق ہمیں اپنانے ہیں.
And those are the اخلاق and characteristics that we have to adopt.
اس لیے ہم اپنے اخلاق سے اپنے لیے کچھ نہیں چاہتے.
So that's why with our own اخلاق, with a good character, we don't want anything for our own
selves. بلکہ اپنے اخلاق سے بندوں کو, اللہ کے مخلوق کو اللہ کی طرف متوجہ کرنا ہے.
In reality, with our own ikhlaq, our objective is that how the makhluk, how the khalq of Allah get connected with Allah.
So isliye hamare amal ka ta'assur bole.
So that's why our focus should be that the people who are coming, they should get the ta'assur, the effect of our amal.
Uske saath saath hamare aqwal bhi chalte rahe, baat bhi hamari usse hoti rahe.
And we should accompany that action with our words also.
Isliye asal mein tashkeel karne wali jo jamaat hoti hai, ye pura majma hota hai jo hi pure اجتماع کے انتظامات کو لیا ہوا ہوتا ہے.
So that's why I say that the jamaat of tashkeel is in reality the whole majma of the ijtema that is kind
that host,
the host majma that is involved in different things. That whole jamaat is actually the jamaat of tashkeel.
ان کا کام یہ ہوتا ہے کہ جو بندہ چائے لینے کے لیے آیا ہے تو یہ دماغ میں ہو کہ چائے دینے کے ساتھ محبت سے یہ بھی نہیں کہ وہ سوچے کہ میں جاؤں گا تو یہ پکڑ لے گا چائے ہی نہیں لے رہا. ایسا نہیں کرنا ہے. چاہے تو اس کو دینا ہے لیکن اس انداز سے, اور صرف اتنی بات کرنا ہے کہ تھوڑا سا اس کو آپ لنک دے دیں جماعت سے محبت کا, دین کے کام کی محبت کا. کوئی لیکچر مت دے اس کو, تقریر نہ کریں. ایسے ہی کھانے میں, ایسے دوا لینے کے لیے کوئی آیا, پانی لینے کے لیے کوئی آیا, طہارت خانے کی صفائی کے وقت میں کوئی مل گیا, لوگوں کی جناب آپ جماعت ایک کر رہے ہیں, اس کے وقت میں تعلیم کے وقت میں, ذکر کے وقت میں, اپنے اپنے اعمال میں, ہر موقع کو فائدہ. میں کل حضرت مولانا الیاس رحمۃ اللہ کے ملفوظات پڑھ رہا تھا ایک صاحب کے پاس سے, اس میں لکھا ہے کہ میرے پاس اس کام کی اتنی اہمیت ہے کہ اگر میں نماز پڑھ رہا ہوں اور کوئی آدمی مسجد میں یوں ہی آ جائے और मैं महसूस करूं कि इससे दीन की बात करनी चाहिए, इसको दावत देनी चाहिए, तो मैं नमाज तोड़ के उसको जाना मुनासिब समझता हूं।
So Hazrat Musa was saying like we have to do this in such a subtle way that all the brothers were in different departments, like in khidmat and in, you know, whatever we are doing, we have to, of course, like our character, our ikhlaq should be on the top, you know, we have to practically, we are doing it. And while doing it in a very subtle way with words, we also, you know, try to connect and try to tashkeel in a very nice way. Saying like, don't like make it very simple, very easy, so the brothers don't take the burden. Like for example, if I'm presenting tea, if I'm presenting something else, like while doing khidmat, in a very nice way, we have to get them connected with the, give them the idea of khuruj and the tashkeel. Not give a big lecture that so that the person is even scared to accept tea from us. Like he said, like, oh, if I'll get the tea, if I'll get a bread from that person, if I ask more food from that person, then I have to go for with jamaat for sure for 3 days or
10 days.
Yeah, then I have to listen to 1 hour speech, you know, from that person. So we don't have to be like on words, we don't have to be that heavy. Be light on words, be heavy in khidmat. And at the same time, Musa is saying like one of Malfuzat of Mawlana Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, that he wrote that to, that he deemed this connection so important that he said like even to more or less that even if I am praying in the masjid and if I feel like there's a person who came to the masjid and while by the time I will be done with the prayer that person will be gone and it's important that he listens to the words of Allah and he gets connected with the effort of deen, even if I, to the extent if I have to break my salah, I will break my salah and go and talk to that person. So that to that extent we should have the importance of this interaction. So for that we have to be very proactive. Because on the time of Kayin of the Ishtama, many people just come for the sake of seeing. They just come for the sake of friendship. They just come, okay, because someone is going, okay, let's
go.
Yeah, because the gathering is happening, let's go. And sometimes even a person takes, brings his kids, oh, let's go, there's a gathering happening and there's a jalsa happening. Let's go and listen to the bayan.
ऐसे लोगों पर हमारी निगाह इतनी तेज हो कि हम देखते ही समझ जाएं कि इस बंदे के साथ प्यार मोहब्बत से कैसे तशकील करनी है।
So we should be so proactive and so like, you know, very vigilant that when we see such people, we need to be like, we need to do how we can communicate with those people and how we can get them more close.
खिदमत करने वाला अपनी खिदमत के दौरान इस चीज को फोकस में रखे और कोई भी अपॉर्चुनिटी को जाया होने न दे और कोशिश ये करे कि इस मजमे में से कुछ मेरे तश्कील शुदा भी शामिल हो जाए, इन कुछ ऐसे भी साथी हो जिनकी तश्कील मैंने की हो और वो अल्लाह के रास्ते में जाए। हर साथी मेरे दोस्तों अगर इस जहन के साथ, फिक्र के साथ, दुआ के साथ और अपनी सलाहियत को इस्तेमाल करते हुए, अपनी खिदमत को उस मकसद के लिए इस्तेमाल करते हुए अगर बात रखेगा तो इंशाअल्लाह ताला जो तैयार होकर मजमा आ रहा है अल्लाह के रास्ते में निकलने का वो भी जाएगा, वो टूटेगा नहीं। और जो मजमा आया हुआ है जिसने अभी कोई इंटेंशन नहीं किया, कोई नियत नहीं की, उसमें से भी अल्लाह पाक बहुत मजमे को कबूल फरमा लेगा इंशाअल्लाह।
सो हज़रत साहब सेइंग लाइक ऑल ऑफ अस माशाल्लाह हु आर इन्वॉल्वड इन डिफरेंट एस्पेक्ट्स ऑफ द इस्तेमा, सो वी हैव टू बी रियली लाइक दिस, we have these opportunities, so we have to be very vigilant that we don't waste any opportunity, you know, how rather like my this should be my perception, like my desire should be that how like my khidmat and my whatever action I'm doing, how this can help towards contribution towards the tashkeel, you know, how my little bit of, you know, being a little bit more vigilant and more proactive, how this will help, you know, that the new brothers who are coming to get in, go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I'm saying if we will do like this, if we will behave like this, then what will happen? The majma that is already here for khuruj, they will, mashallah, will stay, they will go ahead, and even the new majma will get ready and they will join, inshallah.
So all of us will
do,
inshallah.
So who has the intention, inshallah?
Kya irada hai? जो मुजाकिरा हुआ उस पर अमल करने का इंशाअल्लाह, जो कुछ भी मुजाकिरे में बातें आई अल्लाह पाक सब पर अमल की तौफीक दे। आमीन।